Welcome to Maseches Kelayim Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 2, Mishnah 7. Just a brief introduction. The prohibition from the Torah to plant Kelayim is only if a person actually plants together. In one handful, they have seeds of barley and seeds of wheat. That would be considered an Isser of Kelayim. But to plant a row of barley next to a row of wheat, that's not Asa Min HaTorah, that's not biblically prohibited. However, the Chachamim came along and they prohibited that as well, because from a distance it seems like a person has interplanted both wheat and barley together. As a matter of fact, the Chacham require a person to make a distance between those furrows so it doesn't appear that way. Secondly, the halacha is that the prohibition of planting together is only usur in one's actual field themselves. But let's say a person plants wheat and his friend, whose property literally borders up against his wheat field, wants to plant barley. The halacha is it's permitted because the Torah says, Sod chalei sezra kelayim, you can't plant your own field. But if someone else does, that's not a problem. That's not an issue whatsoever. And we'll see in this Mishnah a little bit more about those details. It says in Mishnah, Hayroish tar chitim nichnas b'teich sol sha'arim. That means, let's say a person has a field, and the corner of his field kind of borders up against another field that he has. So he has a field, and the corner of that field comes up against the side of one of his fields. The issue is that the field that has a corner is barley, and the field that it comes up against the side is wheat. Talachas mutter, it's permitted. Neshu nirek is safe today, because you can see when you look from a distance that it's the end of one field and the beginning of another field. That's not a problem to have two separate fields as long as it's recognizable. Says the Mishnah Shaloi Chitim, let's say his field was planted with wheat. And his friend's field, who was right next to his field, is planted with barley. Mutter list mechleme oisamin. It's permitted for him to put next to the field of his friend barley near the wheat of his own, because then it just looks like a continuation of his friend's field, and it doesn't. The optics from a distance don't look like there's two different species in his field. It says the Mishnah Shaloi Chitim. Let's say his field was planted wheat, v'shachaveira chitim, and his friend's field is planted wheat as well. Mutar lismach lo telem shel pishton. He's allowed to plant at the edge of his property, that borders on the property of his friends, one furrow of pishton, of flaxseed, because a person doesn't plant just one furrow of flaxseed. So they could tell right away that it's not a regular field. Number two, it's not normal for a person to plant flax next to wheat. It's actually damaging for a person to do that. So they'll realize that it's not a mixture. Maybe the guy's just planting a furrow of flaxseed to see if it takes well in that particular type of soil. Similarly, says the Mishnah, for like tell him shel menachem. If a person has a row of something else that's kelayim with the chitim, then it's prohibited for the person to plant at the end of his field, between his field and his friend's field, something that one would plant together. Shimon says, Echazer, Pishnan Vechel Kolaminim. He disagrees and he's lenient, and he says, no, a person could plant at the edge of his field anything, both flaxseed and even barley, if he wants to, because it doesn't appear like he's planting it together. Reb Yossi says, Af be'emtza sadeh, even in the middle of one's field, Mutar livdoik betelem shel pishtan, one's permitted to plant a furrow of flaxseed to test if the soil is good for it, because everyone understands that he doesn't plan on keeping it there. It's not good for his wheat. It's also not a normal way to just plant one furrow of flaxseed. So people realize he's not trying to plant a mixture, and therefore there's no prohibition of the optics of kelayim. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.